Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein, and I work for Sella Group. This screencast is part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos, in which you'll learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from native C++ and managed C# code. In this video, we'll focus on the integration of shell libraries in code, specifically retrieving data from a library about its type, icon, folders, and so on, and registering for change notifications to receive an update when the library contents or information changes outside your application. So before we begin with the APIs, I'd like to show you the functionality of the application that we're trying to write here. We have a managed version and a native version, so let's take the managed version and run it. What it does when started is give me some information about the documents library. So for example, you can see that the library's type is documents, it is pinned to the navigation pane in Windows Explorer, its default save folder is my documents, and it contains three different folders. Now if I open this library, I can change, for example, the locations included in it. I can add my desktop folder, for example, and click OK. The console application running in the background detects this change and shows me that the documents library has been updated and its new information is pretty much the same as the previous one, but it contains four folders instead of three. The same thing we can do in native code, which I'll show you later. But if we run the existing application, then you see it starts with four folders, and if I remove one of the folders in Windows Explorer, for example the desktop that I added earlier, then the application immediately refreshes and shows me that right now there are three folders in the library. Now this is very important functionality if you're writing an application that wants to be library sensitive and library aware. Because for example, if you're writing a music player, then when the user adds a new folder to the music library, you certainly want to detect that and show the information about the contents of that new library. So in this screencast, we'll see how to do just that. Well, back to the APIs. Libraries have several properties that can be retrieved from them, but first you need to open the desired library. In C# code, all you need to do is call the static load method of the shell library class and give it the library's name and desired access, read-only or not. Once you've done that, you can use the shell library object to retrieve all the library's properties, the library type, which identifies the documents, pictures, videos, and so on, subtype of the library, the is pinned to navigation pane property that tells you if the library is pinned to the Windows Explorer navigation pane, and the default save folder property, which contains the default save folder. There are additional properties not shown here. The shell library object itself is in fact a standard .NET collection of folders, so you can iterate through it using IEnumerable or for each to retrieve the folder list or access a specific folder using its index. In C++, it's a little bit more complicated. To open a known library, you use the shloadLibraryFromKnownFolder API function and you pass to it a known library folder ID, access flags, and a pointer to the iShellLibrary object, which represents the library that you want to open. The various IDs are GUIDs, which are defined in the known folder's H header file of the Windows SDK. In this sample, we're working with the documents library and I'll show you the code in a moment. Now the library is open, so you use the iShellLibrary object and call the various methods such as getFolderType, getOptions, getDefaultSaveFolder, and if you want to enumerate the list of folders in the library, you can call getFolders and get an iShellItemArray through which you can see the various folders. So let's take a look at the code. In the managed code, things are really very simple. The displayLibraryInfo method uses the technique I showed in the slide to open the shell library using shellLibrary.load and the library name. Next, we display some properties, the name of the library, the type of the library, the default save folder for the library, and so on. And then, we simply go through every folder in the library, and we write out the name of the folder. And there is additional information that we could obtain about each individual folder. So in C# it's simple. In native code, it's a little bit more complicated. The displayLibraryInfo function in native code first calls the openLibrary method to open a library with the specified known folder ID. This is done by calling the shLoadLibraryFromKnownFolder method, passing to it the known folder ID and some properties that define exactly how we want to open the library. Next, when we have the library, we can output, for example, its default safe folder by calling this function here, which simply forwards to shell library getDefaultSafeFolder, which takes a pointer to an iShell item too and gives you the default safe folder for the library. And this iShell item too, we can then use to call resolve folder and get the actual folder location for that folder. And from that resolved folder, get string with a property key parsing path will give us a simple string pointer that we can use to get the actual folder for the library. And so on and so on. The list folders method, for example, enumerates the contents of the library by using iShell item array, as I mentioned before, and calling the shell library getFolders method. iShell item array can later be used to simply iterate through all the items by using a simple loop and the function getItemAt that gives you a specific shell item out of the shell item array. And again, resolve folder is necessary to resolve the actual file system path for the retrieved iShell item. So this is all it takes to display the information about a specific library. But what about file change notifications? We want to receive a notification when the library contents change. So in C#, it's not very difficult. The library is actually a simple file in the file system with the library.ms extension. So we can get notifications the same way we get change notifications for any file. In managed code, we use file system watcher. So we create a file system watcher. We give it the file name and directory name of the library, which we can extract through the library's full path. And because it's a known library, we can even retrieve it from the known folder static class in the Windows API codepack. In this case, it's the documents library object. Once we have the file system watcher, we give it a notification filter. So we want a last write notification and also whenever a file name and size information for the file changes. And finally, we register an event handler and set the enable raising events property to true. That's all it takes to receive notifications in .NET. In native code, it's a little bit more complicated as usual. First, you have to retrieve the file path of the library. So you use shGetKnownFolderPath, and then you get the library file path. From it, you can extract the file system directory of the library's file. Next, you register for file change notifications using the standard Win32 API, find first change notification. After you do that, you wait for an event provided by the change notification mechanism, and whenever that event is signaled, you know that there was some change in the file that you're trying to monitor. So once you do that, we know the library is changed and you can respond accordingly. Finally, you can call find next change notification again or find close change notification to stop waiting for further events. So let's see this in code again. In the managed version, our main method creates a file system watcher object and initializes it with the directory name and file name, both provided by the known folders static class. So known folders.documentsLibrary.path gives you the file system path to the documents library. Next, we configure the notification filter, as I said, we register to the event, we enable raising events equals true, and now whenever the event is raised, the method will be called the event handler, in which we simply display the library info again. In the native version, it's pretty similar. In the main method, we use the find first change notification function and pass to it the library directory name, which we obtain from the get library directory and full path helper method that we wrote here, which takes a known folder ID and gives you the directory name in which the library file resides and the full path to the actual library file. And next, we just wait for a key to be hit to stop working and in the meantime we call wait for single object for the change event that we got from the change notification mechanism, and every time the event is signaled, we check if the library file was actually modified by using compare file time and comparing the modified time of the library file and displaying the library information if the library was indeed changed. And then, if we want to wait again, we simply call find next change notification on the same event. So that's how simple it is to retrieve the information about the library's contents, to incorporate it into your application, and to receive change notifications whenever the library changes. Fortunately, a library is simply a file, and therefore you can use the standard file notifications mechanism with no need for a special API. For more information about shell libraries, you probably want to take a look at the code sample shown in this screencast, which will be available for download together with the video recording. There are also some excellent resources on the web. First of all, there is a 5-part Channel 9 tutorial on how to use Windows shell libraries. There are also some blog posts on the Windows 7 blog for developers about working with libraries and their features. And finally, there's the MSDN documentation for the iShell library interface, where you can find all the helper functions and the interface functions for working with the methods and parameters that we used in this screencast. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.